Hi, and welcome to Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey. Thank you for your company today. Have you ever considered the dating game? In the early years, it's full of teenage angst, but it's reasonably straightforward. Young people meet other young people at school, uni, work, the pub, the nightclub, church, youth group, the gym, at the station, the sporting field, backpacking, and the list goes on. It becomes more complicated the older we get. Most of us quickly get tired of the single scene, and often people have been married and are divorced, widowed, and with children. We are born to be in relationship. People are by nature drawn to other people. So, where do we meet a prospective partner the older we get? There are increasing numbers of dating agencies, newspaper columns, and internet sites. There are singles nights at clubs, churches will organise events, but our choices can be limited. Our interests have become more specific, our life choices are potentially more deliberate. Our perception of the world and our place in it tends to be more set in concrete. Where do we find a soulmate when we've become so fixed? Life can be awkward for single people. We live in a couple's world. Stay with us whilst we explore deliberate dating. You're listening to Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey, and I'm delighted to welcome Jack and Jennifer Epperson to the studios. Hi, guys.
Hey, hello.
Lovely to have you both here.
Thank
and
you
might have caught that American accent. Jen, you're both visiting from the States, and you're involved with Women of Hope International.
That's correct. Just like you, I'm the executive producer.
Well, it's great to have you. And interestingly, in our conversations, I discovered something very interesting about these two. They actually met on the internet and in a very deliberate dating program. And I thought it'd be really good to hear about that because lots of people are single and don't know where to find another person.
That certainly was true of us.
Absolutely.
So what did you do, Jack? Tell me what you did.
Well, I'd been married once before, and then I was single for 13 years, and had tried the various usual customary dating things, which I have come to call serial divorce. I'm not real positive on those things anymore. And I was listening to Focus on the Family and heard about a new website called eHarmony.com, and I thought, well, that'd be interesting. I could check that out. And so I went to their website and went through their process, and a day or two later, they matched me up with Jennifer.
You make it sound so easy. I've got some of the eHarmony material in front of me, and it's described as registering to find your Christian soulmate, and you do this through a personality profile, which is, according to this, includes 22 dimensions that are most important in relationship success. So I assume you fill that out.
Yes, the questionnaire is quite extensive. We've heard it compared to something similar to the psychological profiling that they would give to somebody like a police officer before they allowed him to go out and have that kind of authority, the in-depth analysis of your personality and the various things that are important to you. And we've had friends tell us they've spent 5 hours, actually, because you can stop and like come back tomorrow. Maybe you want to think about a topic before you answer it, because they encourage you to think carefully before you answer the questions. And several of our friends that have gone there have come back and said, I've had to stop and come back the next day to answer that question because it never occurred to me how important it was.
Question, give me an example.
Well, they ask you things like 10 things that you absolutely cannot stand in a mate, and they give you a list of maybe 25 to choose from. So you have to choose 10 out of the 25, or 10 things that you must have in a mate, and again they give you a list of 25. So you have to stop and prioritize what's important, what's not important to you as you're looking at those things.
Okay, so Jen, what brought you to eHarmony?
Well, I could say I was desperate.
Desperate and dateless.
Desperate and dateless. Yes, if I kind of roll back the tape of my life, like you, I was involved in radio, and I was a radio station manager. And having that type of job, there really weren't a lot of men who were very excited about taking me out. I don't know whether they were intimidated or what, but I was up at 4:30 in the morning. I had to be in bed at around 9 at night. So the job that I love really wasn't conducive to finding a mate. The other thing is that I'm not a bar hopper. I'm not interested in a lot of the scenes where people, quote unquote, pick up somebody. I wasn't interested in just going out casually. I really, really wanted a husband. I have to mention here that I was about 33 or 34 years old. So I felt that I really, really wanted to marry. And eHarmony seemed like a very, quote unquote, scientific way of matching. And I thought I'd give it a try.
There's obviously lots of detail in this, and we're not going to have time to go into the detail. But right. You started the process. You put out, hello, I'm here, my name's Jennifer.
Exactly. I got an email that said Jennifer from Miami Lakes is interested in having correspondence with you. And then I responded to that. I actually go back to their website and log in and reply. She had sent me a questionnaire at that point that she had put together, and I responded to her questions and sent her my questionnaire.
Right, and these were questions that were developed by eHarmony. You have 5 stages of communication, and this was the initial stage. And they developed questions ahead of time that you could choose, and then the person had a multiple choice. It's kind of like a funnel. As the communication goes on, it opens up and becomes more and more in-depth. So step 2 was sharing our must-have and can't stand list. Step 3 was you could write your own question. Actually, you could pick a question, and then you wrote 20 words or less. And then step 4, you wrote your own question, and you could respond once again 20 words or less. And then step 5 was open communication, and you can keep your identity secret until you feel comfortable enough with the person that they are who they say they are. It's a very safe service, which is especially important for women these days. You don't have to reveal your identity until you have done the research on the person that you feel is necessary before you meet in a public place. And they really have some good suggestions about how you go about having your first date, meeting in a public place so that it remains safe.
What you've done is very deliberate.
Yes.
Very deliberate. Did you feel really comfortable beginning this process, or did you feel a bit embarrassed about it?
I felt embarrassed. As I said to you before, I indicated, Penny, that I was desperate to find a mate. And that doesn't mean that I was a desperate person. I was not willing to lower my standards for a spouse, but I felt very, very deeply inside of me that hole of wanting to have another half, can we say that way? So even when I sat alone in my little apartment, I said, ooh, you know, do I really want to click this button, find matches? And but the curiosity killed the cat, as it were, and I clicked find matches. And over the years I have seen, I want to emphasize, I've seen how radio can change people's lives. It entertains, amuses, it uplifts. And I thought, well, maybe technology will help me find a husband. And it did. So I had to overcome that initial stigma that society has had in the past about using a computer dating service.
Welcome back to Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey.
Are you single and wish for something different? I'm speaking with Jack and Jennifer Epperson, an American couple who met on the internet through a Christian site called eHarmony. And you've just celebrated 2 years married life, Jack.
That's correct.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All as a result of pursuing something on the internet.
Correct.
In the past, you'd say that's unusual, but it's increasingly more common as we spend more time in front of a computer.
You see, Penny, it's very, very practical. If most people, studies have shown, really want to have, they want to find a soulmate. They don't just want to fall in love. As eHarmony says, their slogan is, fall in love for all the right reasons. And in dating, when we first meet somebody, perhaps it's the chemistry or the looks of the person that attracts us. We're looking for that spark, that romantic attraction. And as we all know, sometimes that spark isn't there. You know, love goes beyond just the spark or the chemistry or the romantic reaction.
Or worse, the spark can be there, and it's with a person that really wouldn't last a lifetime.
And unfortunately, when people find that, their hearts are already invested, and then the emotional energy of working through a broken heart is just overwhelming. It affects every area of our lives. So why don't we date deliberately? Why don't we look for a soulmate without investing that emotional part of us? Find a companion, find a friend, and then work from there. And I find very much that a service like eHarmony.com practically looks for a person who will work well with you in life. And then you start building the relationship from there. It's very safe. And then you, as you get to know the person, then the attraction comes. You're not just attracted by superficial things like their looks or how they dress or what car they own or what kind of education they have. All of those things ultimately play into part of attraction, but it's important for us to first assess what is important for me and what can I give. It's not just all about me, it's what can I also offer the other person. We are building a foundation that then we can put the house of a marriage upon.
Mm. So how many months into this process did you actually set eyes on each other and have a date?
1 month.
Yeah, first it was 1 month.
But depending on the match and how the woman or the man feels, they can take as long with the questionnaire as they want to or go as quickly as they want to. And for us, we seem to have a chemistry and an interest, so we went through it a little on the quick side.
Okay, so how long after that month did you get engaged?
6 months, so it was a 7 month total.
Okay.
We were engaged, we met first in January, and we were engaged in July, and then we waited another 9 months for the marriage, so we were married in May 2002.
Well, guys, it's fantastic to meet you both.
Thank you.
They've got big smiles on their faces, so obviously, as you can hear, eHarmony has worked for Jack and Jennifer, and we look forward to hearing of another 10 and 20 and 30 years of married bliss.
Yes.
Al, we said after we got married, who says the honeymoon has to end?
Exactly. Good note to end on. Jack and Jennifer Epperson, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Penny.